Welcome back to Building the Bakken, and I'm your host, Jason Spies. In this next segment, Shale Plays, we talk with the Director of North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, Lynn Helms. And this segment of Building the Bakken is brought to you by Kids in Capitalism, instilling ethics, community, and character in tomorrow's leaders today. Mark your calendars for May 16th for the Kids in Capitalism Expo coming to the Southwest Arena in Fargo, North Dakota. That's the Kids in Capitalism Expo coming May 16th to the Southwest Arena in Fargo, North Dakota. Be sure to check out their weekly KidCast and other Kidpreneur projects. Check them out at kidsincapitalism.com. That's kidsincapitalism.com. And don't forget, May 16th for the Kids in Capitalism Expo coming to the Southwest Arena in Fargo, North Dakota. That's Kids in Capitalism, creating community, character, and ethics in tomorrow's leaders today. And now, back to our Shale Plays feature with interview, Lynn Helms, Director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources.
Scoot over, please.
Would these be micro refineries under a classification?
I think that'd be a good way to characterize them, because they're small enough that they don't require all of the full-blown EPA air and water and environmental impact statement permitting that goes into a major refinery. So they would, at 20,000 barrels a day, they're a micro refinery, and you can put in multiple trains of micro refinery to have a minor refinery, I guess you'd say.
Well, that's what I was wondering. Is that the trend where we're going to go with more micro refineries? You know, I'm thinking about the two in North Dakota going up versus, say, is it Rosemount, the 1.2 million barrels or whatever they do. We haven't had a real big plant in a long time in the United States, have we?
We haven't had a big plant since 1976.
Yeah.
So it appears that the only way to do significant refining capacity these days is multiple micro refineries.
Yeah. In Montana, I see they're
that's the trend.
They're looking at some sites there too.
Yep.
Bakken break even. Through my research, it all depends on which county you're in.
And that's what I've reflected on this map. So
there you go.
So you can really see when you compare today's oil price, which North Dakota price today should be around $41 a barrel, you can see that all of the rigs have concentrated themselves into the counties where the break-even is $41 a barrel or less. And those are very robust economics in and around those counties. So you can still drill uneconomic wells in that area if something goes wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But within those counties, the break-evens are significantly below that today's oil price at $41 a barrel. Now, that's going to vary from company to company.
Right.
And we don't have a look into individual company economics, but we can look at, on a county-by-county basis, what's going on. And it shows up in the map and the geography and the rig counts and all of that.
Rail, are you involved much with the rail these days?
Quite a bit. As you know, the Industrial Commission put an order in place in late December,
mm-hmm.
which has to be implemented by April 1st. And so we are answering dozens and dozens of questions from field inspectors and operators about what that's going to look like on the ground. And then also preparing a letter to go out to the operators to have them identify for us which facilities they're going to go the vapor pressure route on and which facilities they're going to go the temperature pressure route on, so that we can focus our resources in the right place. Do I need to staff up here in the Bismarck office to handle all the vapor pressure filings, or do I need to accelerate staffing in the field offices to check pressures and temperatures on oil field vessels? And so that's moving along nicely. I think we're going to be there by the April 1 target,
mm-hmm.
and I think it should be reassuring to the public that there's now a standard barrel of crude oil being produced and leaving North Dakota on rail that you can plan around. Now you can plan your rail logistics and rail cars and all of that around this standard.
To listen to the full-length interview with Lynn Helms, director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, or to listen to other Shale Play features, visit buildingthebakken.com. And that Shale Plays feature was brought to you by Kids in Capitalism, creating community, character, and ethics in tomorrow's leaders today. That's Kids in Capitalism. Mark your calendar for May 16th, Saturday, May 16th, for the Kids in Capitalism Expo coming to the Southwest Arena in Fargo, North Dakota. That's the Kids in Capitalism Expo, May 16th, Saturday, at the Southwest Arena in Fargo, North Dakota. For more information, visit kidsincapitalism.com. That's kidsincapitalism.com. I'm your host, Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken.
Make the Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort part of your perfect winter getaway. Recently voted best casino, hotel, and restaurant in the Black Hills, the Lodge at Deadwood has everything you need in one place. Skiing and snowmobiling are located just minutes from the Lodge. Visit deadwoodlodge.com or call 877-393-5634 and ask about gaming and spa packages. The Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort, Deadwood's newest legend. Call them at 877-393-5634.
Welcome to the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. I'm your multimedia kidtrepreneur, Otis, and today I talk with United States Senator Heidi Heitkamp from North Dakota. Did you know Senator Heitkamp was the first female from North Dakota to be elected in the U.S. Senate? U.S. Senator Heidi Heitkamp talks about making money, hard work, and babysitting next on the Kids in Capitalism KidCast.
Kids and Capitalism.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Welcome back to the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. I'm your multimedia kidtrepreneur, Otis. And today we hear from the United States Senator, Heidi Heitkamp from North Dakota. What is North Dakota like for making money?
Oh, well, North Dakota is kind of a boom town right now. It's both employers and employees are doing very well, and we want to make sure that that continues. North Dakota has had the largest growth of the middle class of any state in the union, and that building out of the middle class is what we think will make a difference long term for not just our economy, but the economy in this country.
How did you become a U.S. senator?
I worked really, really hard, and first thing you always have to do when you want to be somebody or do something, you have to say you want to do something, and you have to actually start working at it. And so I've spent a lot of time in public life in North Dakota. Thought I was kind of done in public life, but thought, you know what, I think I'm going to run for the Senate because I think it's a place that I have a much more moderate view of the world, and I think I could really change outcomes. And so I ran, and I worked really, really hard, which is something people don't talk enough about, and spent a lot of time visiting with North Dakotans, and gratefully the majority of North Dakotans voted for me, and so now I'm a United States Senator.
I'm 8 years old. How has North Dakota changed in the last 8 years?
You know what? Probably no other time in any 8-year span has a state changed more than North Dakota's changed. We've always been a large agricultural state. We're seeing bigger and bigger crops. We're seeing more specialty crops, better marketing of our crops, and so our agricultural economy is more stable than what it's been in the past and can withstand some of these downturns, and so that's something that didn't happen in the other downturn. And obviously the growth of our energy industry has been huge for North Dakota. But we want to make sure that North Dakota is a place where you can do high tech and there isn't a digital divide, and that you can live in Dickinson or you can live in Manador, North Dakota and make a living. So we've got some challenges ahead, but we've done pretty well the last 8 years.
How old were you when you got your first job? What was it?
My first job was babysitting, and I was probably 10 years old.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
To listen to our entire interview with United States Senator Heidi Heitkamp or other Kids in Capitalism KidCast, visit our website, kidsincapitalism.com. From the entire cast at Kids in Capitalism, thank you for listening to our podcast. I'm your multimedia kidtrepreneur, Otis, asking you to keep calm and capitalism on.
I don't need nobody to tell me if I remind them of Charlie Sheen. I don't need nobody to tell me if I'm a causing a scene, 'cause I'm gonna be me. I'm gonna be me.
Kids and Capitalism.
Each week, Building the Bakken extracts the very best stories and interviews that are driving the conversation.
It's unlike anything as a country we've seen since the Industrial Revolution.
Building the Bakken is more than just oil and money. It's about the people and the community.
This is nectar of the gods. It doesn't get any better than this.
Hey folks, my name is Jason Spies and I'm the host of Coffee and Capitalism. I'd like to invite each and every one of you to pull up a stool, pour a cup, and join the conversation. Each week we talk with business owners, innovators, family business, venture capitalists, and kidpreneurs about making money, giving back, and community ethics. That's Coffee and Capitalism.
Is there anything I won't do for money? I think it's pretty obvious not. I'm shameless. I don't care. You want me to paint your cat's front claws? I'll do it. If the price is right. One time, I mowed my neighbor's 5-acre lawn with a weed whacker for $3, and I earned it. You ever get stung by bees while cleaning the gutters? Have a Rottweiler do his business on you during a walk? One time, I was paid $400 to hit a realtor in the face with a pie. I'd like to get more pie work.
Kids and Capitalism.